If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Javonte Williams and Melvin who? Running back ranking 6 through 10. DT's about to break down why Javonte is still a top 10 running back starting right now on the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast. Oh, you hear those chants, folks. You know what that means. It's the Razzball Fantasy Football Podcast on the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. Make sure you're checking us out and going to subscribe to the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel. We have animated videos from Anime Gray breaking down baseball buy, sell, and holds to great videos coming every day from the football side as well. Make sure you're also checking us on TikTok, NIG, at Razzball Fantasy, and make sure you're also going to Razzball.com. By the way, which we have fantastic resources now, folks. We have ADP tool, which you can manipulate and actually export to Excel. It's fantastic. We have consensus dynasty rankings, including 8 great sites, including sites like Fantasy Pros and also Razzball. And make sure you're checking out the latest rankings from this man that's going to be on the show just shortly. He just released his top 10 running backs, and we're going to break down 6 through 10. So let's bring that man in today. His name is Donkey Teeth. What's going on, buddy?
What's up, Bobby? Live from New York City here in my hotel room. That's not going to stop me from going through the rankings with my man, Bobby.
Listen, if you said live from San Diego, it's Saturday night, like it's Saturday Night Live, that would have been it. We could have ended the show. But unfortunately, we have to continue with the show. Now, honestly, since we're honest men at Razzball Fantasy, we made a promise to the people of the Razzball community that we'd give away some Razzball swag on the channel if you subscribed. So congratulations if you subscribed. So I have a list of actual subscribers, and I'm going to give my man Donkey Teeth the opportunity to pick a number 1 through 600, whatever we have subscribers. And DT, you're going to tell us which number you want, and that person's going to win a Razzball t-shirt. So pick a number. DT, go ahead.
34, Walter Payton, Sweetness. Ooh, easy choice. Okay.
All right. So let's take this down. All right. You probably can't even see it. That's okay. Number 34. That is not my list at all. I am just losing my mind here. I had Miles Sanders at ADP, folks. So that's not what we're looking for. Number 30, Michael Higgins. Congratulations, Michael Higgins. You are the winner of a Razzball t-shirt. If you see this episode at any point, you can DM us on Instagram. You can reach us to TikTok. You can go to Razzball.com, hit the contact section, or you can come on here and leave a comment on the video, whatever you need. So, Michael Higgins, you're the winner of a Razzball t-shirt. Congratulations. All right.
Congrats, Higgy.
Yes, not a boy. So, that's done. We appreciate you subscribing to the YouTube channel. We love you guys. Thank you for the support. We're climbing to 1,000. We have a big surprise. We hit 1,000 during the football season. All right, DT, you buried the lead long enough. So how it's going to work today, folks, we're going to talk about the running backs starting at 10 down to 6. And if you haven't seen the top 5 episode, we do recommend you go check it out from last week. You can find it on the Razzball Fantasy YouTube channel, or you can go check out the written content on Razzball.com. So starting at 10, let's do it, DT. Tell us, who do you have at number 10 in your rankings?
Nick Chubb. I got Nick Chubb at 10. Now, let's remember these are half PPR rankings, so they're not full PPR. They're not standard. We all know that Nick Chubb, he gets docked a little bit in any type of PPR format because of Kareem Hunt stealing pretty much all the receiving work. But that said, Nick Chubb is arguably the best pure runner in the NFL, and he's got an amazing offensive line blocking in front of him. Every single year, every single season of his career, he's averaged 5 yards per carry. No reason to think any of that's changing behind that offensive line. You know, I think the main knock on him, other than the Kareem Hunt situation, is quarterback situation. It's, at this point, I'm going to come out and say that I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to play this year. I don't know if that's a hot take or not, but I don't think it really matters for that offense. It doesn't matter who's a quarterback for Nick Chubb to put those numbers up. I mean, Baker Mayfield he's been up and down for the past five seasons or whatever. So I think Nick Chubb is as steady as it comes. The upside is capped a little bit in PPR formats. You bump him up a few spots in standard, in my opinion, but half PPR, you're kind of going down the middle. And I think that this is a solid spot for him.
Marlon Mack was a top 24 back in 2019 with Jacoby Brissett, who, by the way, is the backup now in Cleveland. So ground floor, Marlon Mack RB2. I think Nick Chubb can push top 12. Just a couple notes about Nick Chubb and his your pick at 10. I personally don't even have him in my top 10. Now, I lean a little more PPR. That's probably the reason why there. But when I look at him, last year he was the RB12, and he put about 15.5 points per game in PPR, and that's fine. I feel comfortable with him there because last year all his metrics, efficiency metrics, points per rush attempt and points per reception were right on par with his career averages. But Kareem Hunt wasn't even around last year half the year. We got to remember, Kareem Hunt missed most of the season. Even when he came back for a couple games, Kareem Hunt barely played. So we kind of got a full dose of what Nick Chubb could be. He still didn't have a big passing game role. So I don't even think it really matters. This is a completely different role for Kareem Hunt. So I don't think it really bothers me. But the Deshaun Watson thing might be overblown. So I looked at Deshaun Watson, and we automatically assume that there's going to be more touchdown equity. He's going to have more touchdowns. And I looked at it. So first off, we have to factor in Deshaun Watson's mobile. He averaged 5 rushing touchdowns per season, 7.3 carries inside the 5 per year, and 3.3 touchdowns inside the 5. So that impacts running backs because he's taking some touchdowns away. Under Baker Mayfield, those were 2 carries, and he only had 1 touchdown per season. So there is a huge gap between the two. And I do think that plus last season, the Browns had 22 carries inside the 5. During the 3 full seasons with Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans only averaged 12. So it's not like Deshaun Watson just infuses all this scoring opportunities for running backs. It hasn't been shown in Houston. And last year they got a bunch. So that's why I don't think he's a top 10 player, but I'm not overly worried. I feel comfortable in that 12 range. Let's jump down to number 9.
Dalvin Cook at number 9. I love Dalvin Cook, and when he's on the field, he's right up there at the top of the list. But it's really hard to trust Dalvin Cook at this point to play a full season, and really any running back. I mean, you could say that for it's such a brutal job. But the thing with Dalvin Cook is it's become a pattern that he wears down towards the end of the season, and that's when we need him most in this game. So it's really hard to have a guy that dominates for you in the regular season and then isn't around when you need him in the playoffs. So I'm docking him a little bit for that. This is a little bit of a gut call, which a lot of people don't like. There's not a whole lot of statistics or data to back it up, but I'm just really not feeling good about Dalvin Cook this year. Part of it's the career carries numbers adding up, and part of it's just, you know, past history speaks for itself. He's never played more than 14 games in a season. So, I'm fading him a little bit. I love the player. It's just, I'm just not feeling good about him for the game of fantasy football.
So I recently put together some data on expected points per game based on players' career averages when it comes to how many points they generate per touch based on red zone, inside the 5, receptions, you name it. So I did this analysis coming soon to razzball.com. And his expected points per game based on his career norms was actually 18.3 points per game. So he only averaged 16. So he actually lost 2.3 points because last year was just kind of an outlier. Didn't score as many touchdowns as he normally does. He also wasn't as efficient as a receiver. He was RB6 in points per game in my analysis, but he would have been RB4 last year, just ahead, tied with Leonard Fournette on a points per game basis. That's why I have him closer. I actually am not too much higher. I actually only have him one spot higher at 8. But in full PPR, I just believe that he's done it before, and I like to know that a player could be elite. He's had a couple seasons over 20 points per game. Jump down to 8, DT.
This one's probably a little bit of a hot take. DeAndre Swift. I'm a huge fan of DeAndre Swift. You know, concerns similar to Dalvin Cook. He's worn down a bit. We know the PPR upside is through the roof. He's got some of the best hands in the game.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the things that really excites me is that the Lions, you know, they've shown that they're not afraid to give him 15 to 20 touches a game. And I think if you get a guy like Swift that has that game breaking ability, the ball 20 times, he's going to return first round value, especially in a PPR format. So I think there's a ton of upside here. The Lions offensive line is getting better very quickly. I think there's an outside chance that he ends up being that guy that shoots up into that top tier of running backs when we're talking about these drafts a year from now. So I'm very bullish on DeAndre Swift. A little hesitant with that durability. I don't know if he's really built to handle 25 touches a game. But you know, if we're talking 14, 15 carries and 5 to 6 receptions, that's plenty to return first round value in the half PPR league.
We don't even want our running backs to be just strictly getting 20 carries a game. We want that mixture. And Swift is one of those guys that has that mixture of 12 to 14 carries, 5 to 7 targets. We love that. It's Alvin Kamara special right there, folks. I actually have him at 5. You're talking to the right man. I love DeAndre Swift. Before his injury last year, weeks 1 through 10, with this team, he averaged 18.7 PPR points per game. That would have been RB4 last year in points per game. So he was already proving it last year before his injury. Then he came back late in the season. If you look at his – I just suggest just go look at his game logs the last few weeks. He barely got the ball. He was just out there. They realized the season was over. They're not going to run this kid into the ground. It brought down his points per game. This guy is a top 5 running back. They are returning all 5 of their starters on the offensive line. This is going to be the second year in the system for all these players. And the thing I love about Dan Campbell, he sounds like an old-school mind, but he really isn't. He actually will play his young studs. He'll actually get him out there. He's not going to have they brought in Williams last year, and everyone thought Jamal Williams was going to take a lot of work. Not even close. It was all Swift. So I love him. That's why I have him at 5. Let's jump down to 7. This one's a little spicy, but I like it.
Javonte Williams was actually – somebody asked me, I want to say midway through last season, maybe it was around week 10 or something, when Jonathan Taylor was breaking out, and I was taking all the credit for my amazing Jonathan Taylor call last year, who next year's Jonathan Taylor was going to be. And Javonte Williams was the guy that I said, that was built on the premise of Melvin Gordon being gone, which is, of course, now not the case. He's coming back. So pump the brakes a little bit, but, you know, I still got him at number 7 here, and I still see that number 1 overall upside. Incredible rookie season. You really couldn't ask for much more from a 21-year-old. Pretty young for a rookie coming into the league. 1,200 all-purpose yards, 7 touchdowns. He had as many carries as Melvin Gordon. It was clear to all of us who the better player was. So you only expect that ratio to continue to shift in Javonte Williams' direction here in 2022. I think he's at least as good of a receiver as Melvin Gordon. You know, he had 43 receptions in his rookie season, so you get a little bit of a PPR boost there as well. So, and then, you know, we got to mention Russell Wilson coming in too. You know, Russell Wilson loves to throw it to the running back. We've seen how well Chris Carson has done with Russell Wilson. Really, any running back that's worked with Russell Wilson has produced excellent fantasy numbers.
So my problem with Javonte is, like, I don't think Melvin's done. And I don't think Melvin's going to be just – it's not going to be a 70-30 split.
Oh,
I don't think that they're going to go all in on Javonte. I think it's going to be 55-45 maybe. And that's just hard to produce at an elite top seven level, in my opinion, or even top 10 when you're splitting that. Plus, when you look at the history of Nathaniel Hackett, he has a history of using two backs. And this one is not, this might be a reach, but if you go way back to 2013, there was a man named CJ Spiller. CJ Spiller was a first round pick. And then there was this old crusty ass Fred Jackson in his 30s who ends up taking the starting job and end up being the better player for fantasy. But they both played. But Spiller was a bust in the first round. And I said Melvin already. Look at me. Fred Jackson became the stud. Finished that season as RB13. Spiller finished as RB33. So they did lean into the veteran in that case. 2021 Packers, another good example. They let A.J. Dillon take on more of the ground game work. They gave more passing game to Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, RB13 in points per game. A.J. Dillon, RB37. So I'm starting to already see kind of a theme with these two-back systems that they fall kind of in that 12 to 15 range, which I'm comfortable with taking Javonte there. I just don't know if I'm going to be having him in my top 10 personally. But I get it. If there was no Melvin Gordon, he might be the number two behind JT. So I get the talent.
You know, Bobby, I'm pretty open-minded here. And, you know, I think you make some good arguments. I may bump DeAndre Swift ahead of Javonte Williams.
Yes! DeAndre Swift to the moon. I love it.
I think I'm with you there. I love the upside of Javonte. You know, if Melvin were to get hurt, the upside from Swift to Javonte, I slightly give the edge to Williams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I agree. I mean, we saw it last year, right? The one game without Melvin Gordon, he scored 26 PPR points, which is like, you know, CMC type stuff. So I get it. Trust me. I hated when Melvin Gordon came back. But let's jump down to number six. What's the last one on today's show?
Well, this might surprise some people. Joe Mixon, number six. I have been anti-Joe Mixon probably ever since I started doing fantasy football rankings. And it worked out the first few seasons. You know, it was always more of a Bengals thing. I mean, Mixon's talent has been pretty self-evident, but fading the Bengals did me pretty well for a while. Joe Burrow has changed things. You know, he is one of those guys that everything he touches turns to gold, and just a franchise changing quarterback. And you can't deny it anymore, you know? So I was wrong on Mixon last year, and I'm ready to jump on board. And I think I've actually got him one spot ahead of where he's showing up on those Razzball consensus ADP rankings. If you go over there, I think he's number six for number seven for running backs. I got him at number six. You know, volume, he's getting the ball. The Bengals are not afraid to give him the ball 20, 25 times a game. It's a really good offense. There's really nothing not to like about Joe Mixon. Do you have any concerns about Joe Mixon, Bobby?
Oh, no, because we're like the two Spider-Men meme, because I have him at six, because I'm all in too. The thing with Joe Mixon is when you saw the conservative style of the offense early on in the season last year, we saw it in the pass volume, and Joe Burrow was not throwing as much because he's coming off his knee injury. But over the second half of the year, they started taking off offensively. They started throwing more, and it showed in the points per game. Over the second half of the season, eight full games, Joe Mixon was the RB3 and also averaged 20.7 PPR points per game. That's 2 points higher than what Leonard Fournette finished as the RB4. So he was huge. We also saw his carries inside the five go up from 9 to 6 over the first half. He did all this averaging 4 yards per carry. Not even good. That's not even good. He's been stuck in mud on the ground for years. He's been getting all this volume. But now you have Collins, Kappa, and Karras coming in to go with Williams on the left tackle side. That offensive line could go from bottom 10 to close to top 10. And then you can start seeing his average go from 4 to 4.5. I wouldn't say 5, but even another up bumped to 4.5 yards per carry is another fantasy point per game. So you could see him over 20 points this season. That's why I love him at six.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
All right, listen, that's another episode of the Rasball Fantasy Football Podcast. Running back 6 through 10. Honestly, we'll be back next week to talk some wide receivers. We're going to keep it all hot right now. We're going to keep it top 10s through the next month or so. And then we'll get into the nitty-gritty sleepers, breakouts, all that stuff later, probably July into August. Once again, make sure you're following us across the board at Rasball Fantasy on YouTube. Make sure you're also going to TikTok and IG. And make sure you're always going to that rasball.com. They're leading the way on baseball. We're following suit in basketball, football. We also have basketball and hockey as well. Once again, I'm your host, Bobby LaMarco. That man over there, his name's Donkey Teeth. We're out of here.